devotees of Swamiji. Perhaps he took initiation in where he took?
New York.
It has been told. Swasti, su asti. How a person can be happy in his whole life? Especially how he can be transcendentally happy? By money, opulence, wealth, anyone cannot be happy. We are all eternal servant of Krishna. So if anyone is serving Krishna and he has attained the service of Radha and Krishna conjugal eternally, he is only happy. And that is why your Gurudev Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, you call him Prabhupada. He came to Western countries and Eastern countries so that they may be happy. In very small time, he preached our whole world. And she was one of the senior most devotees. And she has served so much. So, in our line, in Rupanuga line, not even serving Krishna, if anyone have a strong desire to serve Srimati Radhika and Krishna will know if quickly he will be controlled and he will give her, him or her, everything. If anyone wants to attend the Krishna Bhakti, he will not be so happy. But if anyone is praying to Krishna, Shyama Sundar Shikhanda Shikhar, Smir Harsh Murali Manohar, Aradhika Rasik Mankripani Desha Priya Charna Kingari Guru. O Krishna, you are beloved of all the gopis, especially of Srimati Radhika. Krishna is your beloved, Radhika is your beloved. So if you want to give me any boon, I want that you should make me the maid servant of Srimati Radhika, nothing else. Who has told Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupanu Acharya, Tavai Vasmi, Najimami Tvayabina, Iti Vigyane Radhe Tangai Mahamachara. So there is nothing higher than this boon. Rupa Goswami, all others have told like this. Ha Devi, Kaku, Bharagadagata Yadjavacha, Jati, Nipati, Bhuvi, Dandavat, Udhatarati, Asya Prasad, Mabudasya, Janasya, Kitya, Gandharvike, Tavagani, Kadanangidhi. O Srimati Radhike, please admit me in your school, in your life, and register my name in your in the names of list of your all maid servants. I only want to serve you. So we, what in Vedas is that has been told, Sachidananda Ghana Krishna. He should be merciful to sprinkle his mercy so that he or she should be happy forever. So everywhere like this. So in this prayer, in this mantra of Vedas, Govinda should be merciful, Krishna should be merciful, Nisingadev should be merciful, Ramchandra should be merciful, Hanuman should be merciful, all devotees should be merciful, it has been told. And then anyone can have the transcendental service of Radha and Krishna Kanjuga. So we are praying to Radha Krishna Kanjuga that he should bestow their mercy to her on his birthday. Gaur Pramananda. I want that this day you should tell two words.
So as Srila Gurudev is now saying that the highest goal of life is Radha Dasya, he taught to us this about our Srila Prabhupada, and that's why we see that so many of Prabhupada's disciples have given up everything and are following him around the world and are engaging in his service, in the service of Prabhupada. Even the pranam mantras to Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev gave us the deep meaning of what they mean. Jai Nitya Lila Krishna Om, Jai, we're praying to Prabhupada that you should be victorious. My mind and senses are on one side as demons, and you should be Jai. Jai means Jai Jukta. You should be victorious, and my mind and senses should be defeated by you, and you should control them. And Nitya Lila, he's teaching us by his mercy. We know exactly where Prabhupada is, what he's doing in the service of Radha and Krishna, how he's serving them at different times of the day. For this song, he's entered into that Nitya Lila. Eternally, he's from there, and by past times, he's gone back there, and inviting us by sending his representatives to help us join him there. And Vishnupad. Even Vishnupad, we didn't know what that meant until we met Srila Gurudev. Because which Vishnu is that Srila Prabhupada is serving? That Vishnu that Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur describes in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That Vishnu who is Krishna who became many in the Rasa dance. That Krishna Prabhupada is serving in the Rasa dance and engaging in so many services there. Astotra Sattva, I asked Srila Gurudev in Bali a few years ago, what does that mean? He said, Astotra Sattva means 108. So 1 and 8 equals 9. And 9 is the ultimate number. So our Srila Prabhupada and all of our acharyas in our line have the ultimate number of 3 as their quality. All material opulence, beauty, wealth, fame, strength, renunciation, all spiritual opulences of Vaikuntha, of Krishna Loka, all the Lakshmis, all the gopis, and Radhika herself has invested her three, her beauty, in the heart, and Prabhupada is a manifestation of that sobham, or sriyam, or service to the lotus feet of Radharani in her service to Krishna. So Srila Gurudev is bringing us to the deepest understanding of Prabhupada and his books, and even teaching us how to read his books by praying that, O Prabhupada, and whoever's commenting on the book, O Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and O my dear Siksha Guru, you are sitting with me as I am reading, and you are my sixth guru. So please take me and guide me into the deepest understanding of what I'm about to read. So we're so grateful to Srila Gurudev that he's giving us Prabhupada in the most, most deep way. We're eternally indebted.
Govinda Pal Prabhupada speak to us.
Our good fortune to have Maharaj come to our home out of all the people and all the devotees here in Alachua. And somehow, someone from Miami, was it, who was it from Miami who got in charge? Ekanti had called and talked to Mitra Vindra, Murli, who teaches the school in one of our rooms every day, and she asked me if I would, well, it's a big imposition, Jalakara, and you know, it would cause a lot of problems, but could you host Narayan Maharaj? and immediately I said yes. No shame. What a wonderful opportunity for myself and for my family and for everyone here to have darshan and association of a saintly person, a pure devotee. And I'm not thinking Gaudiya Math or ISKCON or Chaitanya Math. I'm thinking Vaishnava.
No. That is.
In my life, the most important thing is the association of Vaishnava. And I don't discriminate about the association of Vaishnavas. I try and associate with all Vaishnavas. And this is why we came to this place, Alachua, because there were so many Vaishnavas here that we could associate with and that we could raise our children in the company of Vaishnavas. And we could live simply and live happily, and we could chant Hare Krishna. So, on behalf of all the residents of Alachua, I'd like to welcome Maharaj to our humble home and our humble community, and I hope that we can give you a fitting welcome, and I hope that we can hear from you attentively, and that we can learn about pure devotion. And thank you very much for making the difficult journey to this insignificant place, Maharaj. Can I sit down now?
Narayan Prabhu, so to speak, two words. Oh, Prabhu, you should come.
Well, the first thing I feel most blessed because, like a dog trying to always catch up with a master, in the last 5 years, I've always been right behind you. I've just come to LA or some area where you leave, or Badger, and you go on, or I go to India, and you just left, and I've constantly been missing the mercy. So my greatest fortune is to have the opportunity to have that mercy. And in coming here this evening, it's for the last year of hearing so many of your pastimes, your activities, things you've said, and talking to so many of my God brothers and God sisters. In behalf of all of them, I want to thank you, because something that we've needed for a very long time, and that is a cementing processing, helping devotees, because so many who have fallen away or run into difficulties or whatever, by Krishna's arrangement, you've come and you've enlivened them back into our Krishna conscious culture, and once again engaging in bhakti. And for that, there is no applause, there's no compliments, there's no thank you that we could possibly show you. I wanted to turn to another discussion about another Vaishnavi, and that's Mother Jadarani. As I see Mother Jadarani, I think back, this July will be 30 years that I came in contact with Srila Prabhupada and was initiated 1 year later. And I joined on Henry Street in Brooklyn. And I was, as Puru will also remember, we worked in the incense business and we were putting together and was one of the most major, you know, financially making things that we did in order to bring in the income. We went in 1 year, Jadarani remembers, from 28 devotees in the temple to 128 devotees in the temple. And we had 3 floors upstairs in an attic, and we had 2 I had the great fortune of having my office in the second basement next to the heater.
Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmayi shri gurave namah. Vanchakalpatarubhyasya kripasindhubhyayvacha patitanam pavanibhya vaishnavibhyo namah. Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati. Very good, thank you. I'm very happy that you are back. You can come forward.
He is more happy, sir. He is more happy. You can come here, it's a problem.
There is so many humble. Pratatala
Prabhu.
There are senior devotees. Oh. I want to honor the senior devotee of Swamiji.
Make a little place for us.
You should also see. You should come. My so many humble dandat pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kishore Goswami Maharaj, and also my Shiksha Guru. I Talira Pravishton Vishnu Pasi Sumat Bhakti Vedam Swami Maharaj. You know that from very beginning, when I joined my Gurudev mission in 1946. I know so much with, and I met him, Swamiji Yavara. I met.
Please be quiet in the kitchen. Don't make any noise.
I met Swamiji in Calcutta when he came to see my Gurudev after Navadvip Parikrama. Perhaps you also know that when my Gurudev started Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, Abhay Charanar, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Prabhu, he was also one of the members of Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. both were very bosom friends from beginning. My Gurudev took initiation in 1916. And see, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Prabhu in 1922 perhaps. But from beginning, they were very bosom friends. So when he came in 1936, I was personal servant of my Gurudev. Gurudev told that, oh, he's my bosom friend. Bhaktivedanta Prabhu, very learned person. And he writes so good articles in English, in Bengali. And then I served him. And from very day, he was so merciful to me. He has written in all these relations in his letters, I think that more than 300 letters in English, Bengali, Hindi, he wrote from various parts of America here and there. So I know him from very beginning. When Guru Maharaj started one Bengali monthly magazine and Hindi magazine. Oh, he invited Swamiji, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Prabhu, and he kept him in the
editor-in-chief.
Very good writer. So, he used to give me articles. And sometimes I used to translate from Bengali, sometimes he used to write me in Bengali and I used to translate in Hindi. And then he began back to Godhead in Hindi. Then he requested me that you should give article for me. And I promise that I should do. You also perhaps know that when he left his home, like a street beggar in Mathura, he came to Mathura penniless, nothing actually. And he came to me and I requested him. I brought him, he was staying in another place. I requested him, oh, you should come here. And I brought him in Keshavji Gaudiya Math. And then he was with me several months there. First I requested him that you are so much learned person. And Prabhupada wanted that you should preach in English here and there and in foreign countries. And you are like a beggar here and there going on. You must take sannyas. First I told him. And then I also requested my Gurudev that you should write letter him. And he must take sannyas. He also requested him. And then he allowed. At that time he told me one story. That when I was initiated, I began to read Srimad Bhagavatam. And in Srimad Bhagavatam there was a slok. Jasya jada anugranami harishye tad dhanam sanai. Krishna himself telling that if anyone takes my shelter, then I make him a straight beggar. So I was very much feared. Therefore, if I am going to be a very good devotee, then I will have to give up my whole thing and I will be a street beggar. What should I do? And at that time, he was manager of Bengal Chemical. Not manager, but he was proprietor-like. He was telling that I was fearing, but I never gave up chanting Hari name and reading books and doing all these things. Quickly, my manager post was gone. Then I came to Allahabad and I started my own business, medical factory. But after 1 or 2 years, it was also stopped. Then I started a medical shop, very famous. But after some time, it also stopped. Then he began to do some. Medical representative, but also quickly he fell in. And then he became penniless. Then at that time he came to me, and when I requested him that, you should take sannyas, then he told that my everything gone. I told that your wife have also kicked you, your sons also. Then why you are here? Just now my Gurudev is coming. And you should take sannyas. Then he admitted. And when my Gurudev came, he requested his god brother, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, and he quickly admitted. And thus he took sannyas there. I was like a priest. I gave him danda, saffron cloth. I taught him how to take it, how to use it, and fire sacrifice, kirtan, everything I did. And when he took sannyas, I went to Delhi with him, Vrindavan here, Jhansi and everywhere. And serving him. Sometimes in Vrindavan, we both used to make chapatis. He used to roll on, and I cook, and then making some ghee, and then offering, and we used to sit together and to take chapatis. At that time, he has no bed, nothing, no seat, nothing. I used to give this chadar. And on that, he used to sit and discuss so many things. And in the last, he called me, last date. When he returned from first
America.
I was only one
in airport
to receive him. And I sent all his kartal, books, deities, all mithai, peda mithai also. Selfless, I loved him. And that is why he has so much faith on me. We have so many relations. First, he was god brother of my Gurudev. So he is my Siksha Guru. From beginning I accepted him my Siksha Guru, real. And you know that there is no difference between Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru. So I respected him like my Gurudev. And he, without hesitating anything, he used to order me for any his service. And he has written in his letter, you can see his letter, that our relation is transcendental. As my relation was to Prabhupada, your same relation to me, I realize this. And that is why in last days, he called me, I went there. His talking was stopped. He was not speaking. But when he saw me, he at once took my hand in his hand. And he wanted to make me sit on his cot, bed. But I did pranam. I wanted to sit nearby. But he at once ordered Tamal and others, that is, you should bring chair. Then they brought chair. And then he began to weep and began to talk with me. I'm now so happy that you have come. I have some request to you. He told me so many things, especially what he wanted to tell me. Especially, he told me in Bengali, and for others, he told me in English. He told that, I know that I will not be in this world, so I request you that you should forgive me. I have told something in my preaching that was not correct, only to inspire my devotees. My new
neophyte,
what?
In
followers. I told like so, but I have done wrong, I know. So you should excuse me and tell my all God brothers to forgive. I told another, you cannot do any mistake. No offense at all, I know. We do also what you are doing in preaching. Though anyone not like to speak like this, but he has to speak to inspire their newfound disciples. So it was not anything offense. But I will tell your message to all your God brothers. Then he requested, I want that you should give my samadhi here in Vrindavan with your own hand. Hearing this, I began to weep that he is going to depart from us and he is going to Golok Vrindavan to serve his Prabhu, Radha and Krishna, Kanjugal. He told that you must accept my this desire. I told him, yes, I will serve your disorder. And I did. He also requested me that you should know that I have brought so many devotees from here, from world here and there, but I could not have time to train them. They may be in future they quarrel and they don't will not they honor and end. So please help them. And so many times he told. Then I called all the devotees. Were there in GBC, Tamal, Krishna, Giriraj, Jaya Pataka, Brahmananda, and Kirtanananda, all were there. And they came, and he told, oh, come on here, Narayan Maharaj is telling something. Then I told, don't think that he is going to die. He will never die. He cannot die. So, you should try to continue his mission, preaching in whole world. If you are giving honor to each other, not neglecting any third class devotee, even Kanishtha Adhikari, never. Try to give them respect. Then you can preach his mission. So you should try to preach his mission throughout world, to publish his books, to this world to his books and to carry on the mission. This is your service. Don't quarrel among yourself for money and prestige and for false ego, worldly devil. But that took place. They never wanted to give or not to anyone. They wanted to control all by intelligence. That was some wrong process. I wanted to help them so much, but they feared that he is going to take our position, wealth and devotees. But I was not going to take all of it. Without self again, I wanted to carry out and to serve the order of Swamiji, that I must, without any gain, I should help the devotees. And I did. I went to give evidence to Bombay so many times, whole day remaining there without self again. But I don't know why they have banned on me that any devotee cannot meet him, cannot hear. And also I cannot visit to even to Samadhi, to which I am gave my visit. But I never took any offense of any devotees, because he told that they are not trained, and that is why I never took their offense. Still now I want to help them, that we should know his mission was this, that we are all one family. One family. Those who are chanting and remembering Krishna and thinking that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is worshipable. In the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are one family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I know that Swamiji has not, Swamiji means Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, has not established a new thing, ISKCON. ISKCON is not new thing. Where he has given the definition, you can see what definition he has given. This is the essence of his sanstha, mission. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati. This is Krishna consciousness. Everything, his all intelligence, everything is saturated by love and affection of Radha and Krishna in the mood of the material. So, from beginning, Krishna gave mantra to Gopal mantra and Kama Gayatri to Brahma. So he is first in our line. He is first ISKCON member. Narada Rishi is first, second. And third, Vyasadev. Krishna Dvaipayan Vyasadev. And fourth, then Sukadeva Goswami. And thus coming. Sarpa Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Rupa Goswami, all the Goswami, Vishwanatha Bhakti Thakur, up to Bhakti Vinod Thakur Srila, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, my Guru there, and his all broad brothers, and this Prabhu Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. They are all ISKCON. So he has not established any new thing. Same wine in new bottle. Nothing new. So ISKCON is transcendental. So anyone chanting Krishna, Krishna iti jasya giring tang manasadriya dikshasti cheta. Shushrusha bhajan vigyamananya manna nindadishunya hitamepsati sambalabha. Even anyone not initiated by anyone, not initiated, even, any chanting and remembering Krishna, he should be honored. If you are not honoring, then you are offending. To name and devotee and guru, three of offenses at a time. And if he is initiated, really, in real sense, not that we have received the diksha and we are falling down daily. No. Diksha means the Divya Jnanam, transcendental knowledge should be there, realized. Then diksha. And secondly, all sins, offenses have gone away. And really one has realized what is transcendental knowledge and love and affection to Krishna and Srimati Radhika. In the line of Mahaprabhu or in the line of Rupa Goswami, then it is diksha. Otherwise not diksha. External bandhi, for sacrifice, to give some inspiration that you have been initiated. Initiated person, really, he cannot go down. Never he will fall down. So it seems that those who have not taken really initiation from Swamiji and not has followed his all rules and regulations and realized his teachings, they were fallen, they are fallen down. We are seeing that fallen down, but now, oh, they were from previous. So we should try to take his all teachings. Everywhere he has to stand. You can read this Krishna iti jasya girin in his Upadeshamrita purport. And also in the purport of the Tannam Rupa Charitade Sukhistananu Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyajya Tishthan Braje Padanuragi Jananugami Kaamunai Akhilam Ittu Upadesha Sara. Yes. What essence of all this? Oh, here it is. We will, in class, another day we will read. So, he has written everything. He has not told that, oh, my all devotees, my all in...
Only my devotees.
Devotees. They should only honor my devotees. Never he has to. So, we should try to know all these things. So we are in a very big family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. In Krishna, Radhika family especially. Anyone chanting and remembering, though he is not initiated, and if he is initiated, then what to do? With doing pranam, with heart, and those who are chanting and remembering, Ashtakaliya Leela, not criticizing any devotee. No dvesh, irsya, envy to foreigner. Then we should give up our life and soul in his lotus feet. These are his teaching. His teaching are same as Rupa Goswami teaching. His teaching are the same and the mission and message is same like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No difference at all. So, I have only come to carry his orders like his servant. My aim of the life was something that, what to tell any devotee, if a dog of my Gurudev or Swamiji will come and tell that I have some relation with Swamiji, or I will worship him. I will give you so much honor. And this should be the aim of all the devotees. So, from tomorrow we will have classes about this. Though my English is lame and very poor, but I will try to give you something, what I know, and what he has ordered. Only to follow this, his order I have come. Not to collect any money, this is no my aim, and to collect so many disciples and followers, never. Only I have come to. And I am happy that in this thing, I am so much successful due to my colleagues, my God brothers like Gopindapal Prabhu, Shyam Rani, Ramesh, Uru Prabhu, Upananda Prabhu, all they are helping me. What name? Oi Prabhu?
Agrahya Prabhu.
So all are helping me in this my
life.
So I cannot repay you all. I remember you. I'm happy to meet you. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. So we will discuss all these things in my our classes today. Gaur Prema.
Radhanti.